Baruchem Abayim to the 18th in the continuing series of shiurim and lectures on the sources of the halacha. We began last week with the sugya on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, dealing with the case where a person makes mistakenly the wrong bracha. I actually indicated at the end that we would actually investigate more the nature of a suffix, of a doubt, and either comparing the cases where there's the suffix, the doubt arises from circumstances, or whether the suffix, in fact, arises from a dispute of the rabbis of the place game. But being that we don't know what goes on from one week to next week, I think I'm just going to go further in the Gemara. And Mirza Hashem, believe me, that I owe you a shiur on that, but maybe some other time. In any case, let's review the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, because now we're actually going to face with some very, very difficult halachic problems in the sugya. Okay? Yezas Hashem Yisbarach. Once again, the sugya begins, Pshita. Here's the Gemara. The Gemara understands that it's a double pasha. It's obvious, it's clear. Hechid anakad kasa dechamla. When a person is holding a cup of wine, biyode, in his hand, the kasava the shichahu, he thinks it's sheikha, which means he thinks it's a beverage, I won't say non alcoholic beverage, but shahako. Upasa vacha night the shicha. And the way Rashi learns, and the gils of the Gemara, Adait the Shecha means, when he says, the Shem Hashem Shem Malchus, he thinks that, in other words, he thinks he's holding Coca-Cola. Right? In other words, he's holding a glass of wine. When he says, Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, he thinks he's holding Coca-Cola. And so he has in mind, he's going to make a Shahako. We see him in the Chamba. But then, I guess, at the end, by the end of the book, he realizes that he is indeed holding a cup of wine. So the Gemara says, Yotze. So he says, a Bayer Priyak Ofe. And the Gemara says, Yotze. Why is he Yotze? Dinami Abba Shachar Vivo Yotze. Because had he followed through his intention and make a Shahakol, he would have been Yotze in either case. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, that Nan, Al Kulam, in Oma Shahakol Yotvo Yotze. In other words, a person makes the Shahakol in anything, on any whatsoever, it's a shahak called his yotze. So the Gemara says that's another pashut, and we don't even have to discuss that case. And the hechet to kanaka kasa the shicha, when a person is holding a glass of Coca-Cola, biyode, in his hands, because so with the chamahu, now he thinks he's holding wine, a glass of wine. Well, posuk v'boch atak to the chamahu, so he says Hashem Hashem, right? Shem Malchus, Shem Kel Melech Olam, and he has in mind to make a Bayer Priyak Ofe. We see him in the Shicha, and what happens is at the very end of the bracha, he realizes that it was Coca-Cola and not wine. So the Gemara says, Mai, what's the halacha? Bas Ika Bracha, then we go by the Ika the Bracha, which according to Rashi is what I was thinking when I said Shem Hashem, Shem Malchus, or Bas Chasim Azlin, or whether I go by the what I actually say. And the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings a raya from a baisa, proof of a baisa. When a person begins at night time, he begins by saying Yitzhahor, and ends by Avraham, or vice versa. And the sugya ends up, as we saw last week, I think I read the sugya last week, the sugya ends up with actually no clear conclusion. And as we saw, our discussion last week was that the opinion of the Rif, and the Tosfos, and everybody else, was that in fact the sugya ends up with a safek, and whatever I do in a sveka regarding a bracha, that's what I do in the sugya. Okay? And that's how we had a machlek as the rib for the taste first, and that was the shiur last week. Okay, very good. All is fine. So when you learn the sugya, and you learn through the rif, there's actually two versions or two understandings of the rif and the rishayim. Actually, there's the question that Gemara asks. There's actually a sharp debate between the Rishonim. Actually, something that the Rashba states as the debate between the Ga'inim and the Rishonim. There's the Gemara, and this is actually laid out in the Rebbe Yehuda, but in fact, actually, the Rif itself, there's a Machlokes had, speaking how the Rif learns, the Pashto, the Rebbe Yehuda learns the Rif, the riff is not like Hashi. And when the Gemara says Adaita, the Shekha, the Gemara is speaking about a person thinking what bracha he's going to make. And then afterwards, the Gemara makes the bracha. And the Rabbeinu Yena understands the riff, and actually the Lashon of the riff is apparently in the Rabbeinu Yena, they sound like Rashi, that was speaking about thinking about what bracha I'm going to make. Right? So it's a question of mind over matter. And when you go to the Rabbeinu Yena, I'm not going to go into the Rabbeinu Yena in detail, but the Rabbeinu Yena actually spends a lot of time discussing how could it possibly be that my thoughts actually make an effect on the bracha. I mean, who says that what I'm thinking, right, should have any effect if I make the right bracha? And because of this, the Rabbeinu Yena goes with different shitas, relating what's called mitzvah tzichas kavana. They require kavana, don't require kavana. I'm not going to go into this. It's not supposed to be a shir klal. It's supposed to be a shir in the origins and the process of the halacha. So I leave that for those of you who know how to learn. Now, but then the Rosh learns the Rosh learns the riff in a different way. The Rosh actually learns that the riff is actually speaking about, which actually the Ben Yena turns out to be the Shittas HaRambam. The Rosh actually learns the riff, and actually what it doesn't mean a daita, the Shikha, but actually what the Gemara is speaking about, what the riff is speaking about, the riff is learning the Gemara as such, that actually was speaking about a person first makes Shahakal and then says Boyer Priya Gofen, or makes Boyer Priya Gofen and then corrects it to Shahakal. In other words, the way the Ga'inim learn, and this is the way the Rosh learns in the Rif, it's like the Gears of different Gears from the Rif, when the Gemara is not speaking about what I'm thinking about, and of course this takes care of all the problems of how could my thought and my Kavana, right, undermine what I actually say, but we're speaking about that the Chassim of the Bracha is said twice, namely, I'm holding wine, and at first I say Shahako, then I correct myself and say Bari Priya Gofen, as opposed to the case, that's the Gemara says a bit of a posture, that's what the Gemara understood, as opposed to the case where, in fact, I'm holding Coca-Cola, I say, and I correct it when I say, Shahako. And that's the way the Rosh learns in the Rif. That's the Shittas HaGoyim too. And in fact, actually, that's what I say in the Rif, and the Yerushalayim line up accordingly. And I'm not going to the Shaka Battalion, in other words, the reasons for this and that, that's what comes out. Now, but that's as soon as it comes out, the Rambam, as brought by the Rabbeinu Yena, actually learns like that. It was even the Rabbeinu Yena says the riff was speaking about Kavana, Rabbeinu Yena learns the Rambam the way the Rosh learns the riff, namely that I make two chasimas. In other words, I'm holding wine, I say Shahako, then I call myself and then, if I'm holding the questions, I'm holding Coca-Cola. I say Bebe Goffin, the Shahakol, then that's the question. That's where the Rambam learns. Okay? Okay, very good. Okay, so up to now, the Sugya, even though there are many ways to learn the Sugya is not difficult because there's different ways of understanding the Sugya. The problem is, if I actually come to the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says something which gives me a shock because I've never seen it before. Actually, if I look at the Rambam, I'm actually ready for the Mechaber. But let me read the Mechaber for you to give you a shot. The Mechaber actually states the Loch in a way in which if you learn through the entire Sugya, namely, if you learn through all the Rishonim, you will never come out with a conclusion as the Mechaber states it. Okay? And that's going to be our interesting problem for this afternoon. It says in Simen Reish Tes, okay, the heading of the simon is Din Tos for Suffolk with Birkas Hayayin. Okay? Says the Mechaber as follows. The Mechaber says, Lokach Koishal Sheikha, a person takes a glass of Coca-Cola, Oshal Mayim, or water, Uposach, and he says, Bohatosha Kamal Cholom, Aldas Loima Shahako, he's in mind to say Shahako. Okay, I'm holding Coca-Cola. Okay, you ready for this? Okay, I hope you're ready for this. I'm holding Coca-Cola, and I have in mind to say Shahako. The tar, the Oma Boyer Priyagofen, and I make a Boyer Priyagofen, which means I took a cup of Coca-Cola, and I made a Boyer Priyagofen. The only Rishimu of Coca-Cola was that I was thinking Shahako. Says the Mechaber, Ein Magzira Noisai, I made a good bracha. What I made a incredible. This has nothing to do with the sugya. Bipnei, shibisha, sheizke, shema malchus, because at the time when I invoked the name of God and his kingship, namely Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, shem ika blacha, which is the ika of the blacha, loy niskaven el leblacha leila oisai habin, I had in mind the proper bracha, and therefore I'm yaitse. Right? That's the psak of the Bechaba. That means the Yesh Aymrim. Now, where did the Bechaba come from? He didn't come from the Rosh, from the Bnei Yehuda. If I opened up my Gemara, I looked at the Tosfos, I looked at the Rif, I looked at the Bnei Yehuda, I looked at the Rosh, I looked at the Rashba, I looked at the Ritva. I could have never produced such a din. The din comes from the Rambam.
Oh, we did
The Rambam says, in Perek Ches Halacha Yer Aleph, the Rambam says, Lokach Kois Shel Sheicha B'yotai, I take a glass of Coca-Cola, V'yishchil Abrocha Abanas Leber Shahakol, and I made a brocha in mind to say Shahakol, V'tar, and I made a mistake, V'omar B'yapir Gofen, Ein Magzirin, they say. I don't go back. This is Perek Ches Halacha Yer Aleph. V'cheinim Hayu Lefan of Peros Ha'oretz. And therefore, if I had fruit, well, maybe vegetables, peiros ha'oretz, vegetables, I had a banana, a carrot. When I said Shem Malchus, I had in mind boya pri adama. But I said a boya pri eitz, I made a boya pri eitz on the carrot. Ein magzirin, I say. You don't go back. I had cereal oatmeal in front of me. I had in mind to make a mezainos. And I made a mitzvah on Yotze. Incredible. There's no makor for the Rambam whatsoever. Needless to say.
But the case is the wrong words came out of his mouth.
The wrong words came out of my mouth.
He's thinking mezonos and a mitzvah comes out of his mouth? Or changes his mind halfway?
I'm saying no. I'm thinking mezonos. I made Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hamitzlecha Ben Haaretz on my bowl of cereal.
It's
incredible. Where does this come from? And needless to say, the Achreinim, the Sekeinim go wild, right? The Mishnah Berurah just knocks it out, but the major Achreinim that go wild are not, okay, the Goyim we understand, the Magen Avraham, but the Magen Avraham, right? The Magen Avraham says this, okay? Magen Avraham says this Zelonis, right? The Raman Simon, this is Sipkot Aleph of the Magen Avraham. Okay. And then the Magen Avraham says from the Kesef Mishnah, Shaharbe Gedolim Tamor Aramam Azeh, many Gedolim ask on Aramam, how can you do something like this? The Melech Pasal Shibadan, who cares if you have in mind to make the right bracha? Who cares what you're thinking? If I took an apple, I had a mind to make a boy pre eight, and I made a mitzi. I'm yaitse. Ridiculous, absurd. Well, the Devon should believe in Devon. What I'm thinking has no halachic relevance. The Chacham of Lunil asked the Rambam on this, and he gave an answer which I says something with the Rambam says. The Rambam wants to say the Sheikh is like a Bayer Priya Gofen. Anyway, V'li Nireh Shetshuv is a Tzorchiyot. Okay? So he says, Raka'ika, the Svira Leila Ramam, the Zilu Basa Kavana, so he must be the Ramam says we go by his Kavana, this is the Kesef Mishnah, etc., etc. Aval Abach, I'm going on, the Abach Kosev, the Ika Koch Melunir, who argued the Rambam, V'yafim Tim Tzolim, the Nasa Ramam, Kibo Shekosev, the Kesef Mishnah. If you want to say that the Shir the Ramam is like the Kesef Mishnah, we come back from Yishtan and Lech Achar Reva Paiskin. We have gone by the Reva Paiskin. This is the Makan Avraham. U'kimat Kulam, and almost all of them. I would say not Kimat Kulam, all of them. The lawyers will impose a daito. No one says to go by a person's das. Father Perish Rashi, right? It's only a question. I would almost show what. And Rashi, when Rashi would go, Rashi goes by das. He's speaking about to make the right bracha here. I would almost look, I would she did lay off with a daito, right? Instead of made the wrong bracha. The chain yeish the hider. The mother of Ram, Argus al Mechamel. And so does the Biagor. And just the Biagor, right? Sivkat Aleph, Biagor, quotes the Rambam,
ופרש כפרו שרשי, ולא מזה דו עדיל להפך, והבעיה לקולה, with the question of the kula, can I make the wrong bracha if he'll be yitzer? ומקום מקום צורך, אין למה יש פת הרם, איקה דין הרם, ליבס את הרל גמרה. וגם לא דמי לזה, זה אני מסימו to this. הוא קבע היסק הרייבר, אני לא רואה את קודש לא של הרייבר, אני רואה כחיל לשם, but the rייבר says, עמר אברהם, says the rייבר of the רמב״ם, כל מה שקוסף אלה עניינם, הכל הבל, everything is hevel. שאין הולכם אלא אח הפרש היצי מפיר. We know by what a person says, not what a person is thinking. Okay? That's right? Okay? Fine case of Mishnah, שנדחק מאוד. In any case, look at the Mishnah Bura, we don't all like the Rambam. I don't like the Rambam. And the Rambam is Yesh, Einbrim, etc., etc., that's the rest of Simil Rishtas. So we have a problem. Actually, we have two problems. Problem number one is, how did Rambam come up with this? That's problem number one. But problem number two is, even if the Rambam came up with this, I mean, how did the Chava pass it like that? I mean, it's clear this is not the reshit of any region of him beforehand. I mean, it's clear. Because the Mishnah asks on the Rambam, it doesn't ask on the Rif, it doesn't ask on the Rosh. I mean, how the Mechaber, plus the Mechaber, is now violating the entire Derech, the way in which he passes the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says clearly in his Hakdama to the Shulchan Aruch, the Hakdama of the Beis Yosef, he's going to take the three Poskim, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, and he's going by the majority. Here, the Rambam is the odd man out, completely. Not to mention that all of the Rishonim are with the Rif, the Rosh. In any case, so we have two questions on this plan. What is the Shita of Rambam? And how did this get into the Shulchan Aruch? And like, as the Shulchan Aruch says, the Yesh Ayman brings another Shita, which is much more of a...
more of a...
Right, okay, no, the Yesh Ayman is the problem we're going to learn. Okay, in any case, now... Okay, now, I'm not going to... I mean, once again, I don't have Ruach HaKodesh, I'm going to announce that. Because someone might have a... But
if you disagree, please instant an email.
Right, okay. In any case, the question which I really want to raise is actually is the psak of the Rambam. Okay, now, the fact is that if we actually look at the Lashon of the Gemara, Lashon of the Gemara is actually like the Rambam. Why? Let's go to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Pshita, it's Pashut. If I'm holding a glass of wine, the Kasova de Shichor, now, I think it's Coca-Cola, Uposu Vavacha Daita de Shichor, and I make the bracha in wine, right, to make a shahako. We see him with the chama. I end with wine. Yatsa. Dinamim ome shachal vo yatsa. Okay. And Mishnah Bezaraya. Elahecha de kanaka kasa de shikha. If I'm holding Coca-Cola and I'm thinking wine, because of the chama will puzzle boch a tight to the chama. We see him with the shikha. And I am with shikha. Mine. Okay. So, in other words, that's the question of the Gemara. What's the din? So, if the Gemara would have stopped here, so the Rambam could have been perceived as going connected to the Gemara. But now the Gemara asks the question, Mai, what's the din? Basa ika bocha aslinu, basa chasim aslinu. The Gemara's question is, do we go by the ika bocha? Do we go by the chasima? See, if the Gemara had not phrased the question like that, I would have asked the question, is my machshava mevatel ma'aser? Machshava mevatel dibur? But the Gemara asked the question, do I go by the Ika Bracha, or go by the Chasima?
What's Ika Bracha here?
The Shem Malchus, for sure. The Shem Malchus. The way Rashi, where everybody learns.
The thought.
What?
Ika Bracha is the thought.
Right, you can walk the floor, that's what the Gemara says. We're simply giyos ha-daita. So, in other words, what the Gemara is doing is telling me that I go by the Ika Bracha, and therefore, in other words, if I go by the Ika Bracha, what am I saying? words, the Gemara is not saying machshav levatal dibor. That's not the lash of the Gemara is, what do I go by? Do I go by the Ika Bracha or go by the Chasima? So, if in fact I happen to paskin that I go by the Ika Bracha, so it doesn't make a difference what I say. The Ika Bracha is what I'm thinking when I make Shema Malchus. So, in other words, the question that we're really raising is what is the relationship of the Chakira of the Gemara? The Gemara's question to the case the Gemara brings. So, most of the Rishayim, I mean all the Rishayim, with the exception of the Rambam, I'm just saying is that when the Gemara raises the Chakira, it's not really important how the Gemara expresses the Chakira. The question is, what was the case of the Gemara? What's the suffix? What's the case of the Gemara's Masupakam? But if I just rule upon what the essential Chakira of the Gemara is, do I go by the Ika? Go by what I said. So it would come out, if I was thinking the proper, if the halach is I go by the Ika Bracha, the Ika of the Bracha, and it sounds Ika, right? Or I go by the Chasima. So if I decide that the halach is I go by the Ika Bracha, whatever I think during Shema Malchus, that's Kaveya. Okay? So in other words, the Rambam was basically placing all of his halachic weight on the Nusa, the language of the Gemara, would it raise the question. Now, why didn't the Rambam actually, in fact, bring the cases? I would say very simply. Because if the Rambam understood that the question was, if the Rambam decided that I'm going by the Ika Bracha, so if he would have brought the cases of the Gemara, then that would not have expressed the essential conclusion of the Gemara. I could have just said that I'll say that, look, by machshav is not mevatel by dibor. But once the Rambam brings his case and I'm thinking something during the Ika Bracha, and the Ika Bracha is the Ika, that's the main thing. So if I'm thinking the right thing when I say Shem Malchus, even though I say the wrong thing, and I go by the Ika Bracha, then I'm right to say. Now, you want to tell me that, well, it's a suffix? Well, the answer is the Rambam didn't think it was a suffix. The Rambam clearly paskins that the Gemara has come to a conclusion. If you read the Losh of the Rambam, right, the Rambam says, right, Rambam says, Mipnei, the Rambam gives a reason. When the Rambam says Mipnei, I have a Meseira, it means the Rambam is explaining a difficult psak. Mipnei, Shebishah, Sheiz Kasher Malchus, Shein Ika HaBracha, the Rambam emphasizes, that's why I'm learning the Gemara, Ika HaBracha, Loin is Kavan, Ela Bracha, Ruya, Loin Sein Mipnei. Right? So the Rambam is saying is the way I understand the conclusion, the Ksugya is not a suffix. The Gemara has ruled that I go by Ika Bracha. And I'm going to prove to you we go by Ika Bracha all the way. That even when I'm thinking the right Bracha and say the wrong Bracha, I'm still Yoytze. That's the Shitas HaRambam. That's the Shitas HaRambam. That's clear. So, in other words, the way we're understanding the Rambam, it turns out the Rambam is rooted. I mean, the question is, how do you go? Do you go by the case? Do you go by the Gemara's halacha query? If you go by the Nusa, the Lashon of the Gemara, the Rambam is rooted clearly in the Lashon of the Gemara. And it's just that the Rambam understands that it's not a suffix. It's a vada. The Gemara has, in fact, actually proven that that we go, according to the Rambam, the Gemara has ruled, we go by the Ika Bracha. And that's why the Rambam rules. So it's not even, according to the Rambam, it's not even a suffix. We've actually, in fact, actually proven that this is the din. Now, this is the pesach of the Rambam, clearly based on the Gemara. The fact that no one says it, that doesn't mean anything. Maybe no one knew how to read the Gemara properly.
And the fact that the Gemara keeps trying to make a raya that it's achar chasim.
That's what. On the contrary, that's the raya. That's right, we go by ikar bracha. That's right. It's an ikar bracha. From the sugya, the alma means the Gemara understood the halacha was basically what. The Ika Bracha, and the Gemara tries to write for the same in Maru's Doichet. Like the Gemara will get in Sanhedrin. Okay, fine, very good. Now, so I think, I mean, in any case, in any way you learn the Rambam, I think this is actually what the Rambam is saying. I mean, the Kasim Mishnah says this, you saw it in the Rambam, but I think we have here actually a Makor how to learn that. I mean, we have a source, clear reading of the Gemara, the Rambam can't really read. Now, the question is, though, how did the Beisaisa pass along the Rambam?
Question. What gave the Rambam the authority to go against the Gaonim?
Oh, that's not a problem. The Rambam argues against the Goyim in Mekaseder. The Rambam Keseder in the whole Mishnah Torah argues against the Goyim. In fact, the whole Hakdama of the Rambam to the Mishnah Torah is that the Goyim basically do not have any halachic authority. That's the whole Rambam. The whole Betzis of the Rambam is connected to Goyim.
And this is a minhag?
I don't know. Whatever it is, the Rambam Keseder argues against the Goyim. I think he might have in every parrot. The Rambam argues Kesedek against the Goyim. That's a pashuk of the Rambam. There's nothing to be said about
that. The other Rishonim also do that. I mean, the Rosh.
That's a machlokes. The Rosh of the Ravid in Sanhedrin.
But the Rosh, they do the Rosh Bais argues on
it. Yes, the Shem Nathan does. Yeah.
The question that he says is that it's, and the question of Machaber that
sometimes the Goyim argue on the Bam Masabah Eyes, which one of Chazim is Hashem. Yeah, for sure.
Imagine the Mechaber is not as strong. Maybe you have to give it to us every time, but the Mechaber sometimes does.
No. So if it's in the Choshen Mishpat, you're coming from Yeshiva Shem. If it's in the Choshen Mishpat, Mechaber may have in Choshen Mishpat, many times the Mechaber goes with the Rambam, even the Rambam's plan. I don't understand the Rambam. But here in Arachayim, Mechaber doesn't do
that.
Okay, fine. Now, the question is that why did the Mechaber go like the Rambam over here? Well, first of all, you should know that there are Rishonim who actually say that the Rambam's basis up on the Gius of the Rif. There are some Rishonim who say that the Rambam had the Gius of the Rif. But in Hilchos Kriya Shema, in Perek Aleph, the Beis Yosef quotes this famous tshuva. I mean, it's nice to know what the Rambam actually speaks himself. The Beis Yosef in Hilchos Kriya Shema, in Perek Aleph, I think it's Halacha Ches, there he actually quotes this tshuva of the Chochmei Luniel to the Rambam, right? Okay. And what's interesting is the Chochmei Luniel asked the Rambam a question, and they assume that the Rambam is going like the Rif, and the Rambam gives an answer. The question is, it was assumed by the Chochmei Luniel, right, that the Rambam was going like the Rif. Right? Like the riff. Let's see over here. I don't think I have the right. I think it's, for some reason. I think I don't have the. I'm used to the old Rambam. Here. The Beis Yosef says, the Frankel is messing me up here. Okay, but easy shela achas shishalu chapel in the Rabbeinu. I'll say aloshen. והוא בעיני קשן מאוד. זה קורא את החלך בלוניה. וזה לשון, השאל ירד רבינו, ומשך השורים איך יוצא, ומרונן ורבונן אלפס, הולך על זה הדרך. The Ben Yonah says the river is going on this direct. וחתן לא הייתי לי היה בושה, לא יכלו לשאר, and the Chabad don't understand. The Rambo is going like the Rif. And the Rambo gives an answer, I don't want to tell you what the answer is, but the Beis Yosef has a question, how can you see the Rambo is? But there was a Messiah, there was a tradition that the Rambam was going like the Rif. Anyway, we have different Gilsais than the Rif. So I want to claim the following thing. The Beis Yosef was not into Kuntzim, he wasn't into Svaras. The Beis Yosef decided, look, whatever the pshat of the Rambam is, the Maseira was it, had it, that the Rambam was going like the Rif. Now, there's a machlokes. What's the gils of the Rif? But no one disputes the gils of the Rambam. So it turns out, what's the psak of the Beis Yosef? The psak of the Beis Yosef is, let's go with the two out of the three. What's the two out of the three? The Rambam and the Rif. Can I get the Rosh? In other words, if you ask the Beis Yosef, he'll say very simply, I was following the derech, which I express in the Hakdama, right? The Rambam, it's clear, the Chochmei Lamir, right? The Messiah wasn't the Rambam, it was going like the Riff. The Rambam defends himself. Even if the Rambam, the Chochmei Lamir said a different shot, but at the end we see that the Rambam passes the way he paskins. The Rambam understood that this was the pshat of the Riff, and it was accepted this was the cheat of the Riff. So the Beis Yosef could say, look, I paskin with 2 out of 3. That's the way I understand the Beis Yosef. Beautiful.
Even though he himself thinks it's not the...
Right, it's like a different story. It's a different story. We see that the Messiah is, and that's the way we hold. And many times, we see that many times, Poskim will go by how Ashita was understood. Even though, if you look at that Rishon, he doesn't seem to be saying that. There is many cases, I can give a whole series of Shiurim cases, where Rishonim presumed to have certain shitas, and they don't have that shita. Just very recently, I was giving a shiur of Hilchos Mezuzah, and there's the Bevuster, a dispute between the Rambam and the Rosh, where we say that a rumor house that Mezuzah has to be Abba Abba. Do we mean a square of Abba Abba, or do we mean any way you work it? And the Rosh is presumed to have a shita, lo dubim velo ya. That's not a shita. Shita is exactly the opposite. But the Messiah was, let's say, have a shita, so we have a suffix, etc., etc. In other words, in many cases, we see there's a shita according to that. In other words, many times the Rishonim will learn an early Rishon, presuming that he has a certain shita. You look at the Rishon, he doesn't have a shita, but that was the Messiah, that was tradition. So many times the Poskim will say that, in fact, we don't go by what we think the shita that person was, but how people understood that shita. And this is over here. It was understood that the Rambam was going to Shitas HaRif. That was the Rif Shita. That was the Messiah. Chochmei Luniel. The Rambam himself said, yes, I agree, that's the Rif Shita. The Rambam had a different type of the Shita, but we see, whatever it is, the Rambam didn't say, I argue my Rebbe the Rif. And because of this, we don't know what the Gias of the Rif is. The Machloikas, the Rosh, but what the Gias of the Rif is. But it's important. That important. The Rambam himself is Eirech HaNemah, that he's following the Shitas HaRif. There's no dispute what the Gears of what the sheet of the Rambam is, and that's the way the Chava paskins. Okay? Oh, become the, right? But we see that this psak of the Beis Yosef, right, is not being supported by the Nesei Kehlem. I'm going to have the Gra and the other Achayim say, yeah, but all the Rishonim are arguing on this. Which means, interesting thing over here, in other words, we mentioned the previous year, I mean, the Chazanish himself says that we know that the many times the Gedel, the certain Achrayim, he mentions, he goes out the Prichadosh, the Gloa, who in principle argue, not in principle argue, the Shulchan Aruch, but means that in other words, as far as that is concerned, the Mechabel cannot rule against what they feel to be as the proper reading of the Gemara. But, okay, fine, but here we have the Mogen Avraham arguing. Meaning, here we see that the Mogen Avraham understood that the Rambam was a Das Yachid, and because of that, in the Mogen Avraham's eyes, the Beis Yosef was not ruling like 2 out of 3. In other words, the Mogen Avraham's eyes, no one held like the Shitas HaRambam. Which is interesting, is that we get a little bit of a machlekes here in terms of the perception of what a Shita is, right? The Beis Yosef, who's in principle arguing 2 out of 3, so we could say, look, the Rambam is going like the Rif, and we go like 2 out of 3. The Mogen Avraham, already in the next level, says, no, I don't see the Shitas HaRif like this, and certainly no one agrees with this. And therefore, because of that, the Mogen Avraham, right, exclusively argues keneged the Mechaber. So it's an interesting machlokes, which requires a little bit more analysis on the world condition we say this. Now, I want to mention something which actually comes up very easily enough in this sugya too. The Gemara, in the Rabbeinu Yonah, as I mentioned, the Rabbeinu Yonah, in fact, learns in the Rif, that's clear in the Gears of the Rabbeinu Yonah, that in fact, actually, a person's kavana, in a certain sense, can overturn what he says. And the Rabbeinu Yonah brings the fact, actually, you know, why is this true? Do we say Bishwas Shrikos Kavana, Relationship with Kavana? It's very, very interesting that the Rabbeinu Yonah in the sugya over here when he comes to an interesting shita, he brings a shita of Ben Shmuel. He's a Ben Shmuel Sefer Sha'avu Bisha Mitzvahs Ein Tzuchas Kavana. But the Rebbe Yonah assumes that we pass the Mitzvahs Ein Tzuchas Kavana. And there's actually two chidushim in the Ben Yonah which come out from the Ben Yonah. Number one is, it's interesting, the Ben Yonah understands, this comes up by going through the different opinions of Ben Yonah brings, is that the sheet of the mitzvah's truth is kavana means my kavana means something. The mandamad that holds the mitzvah's ancient kavana means my kavana is not important. It's interesting. It's a different spin on kavana and not kavana. In other words, usually we understand the mitzvah's kavana means that. That, in other words, what do other simple angels kavana means? That I always have kavana. And mitzvah's truth kavana means I don't have kavana. Now I'm making kavana. But the way the Ben Yonah, the training the Ben Yonah brings of how you're going, seem to understand that mitzvah's truth kavana means my kavana means something. Mitzvah's angels kavana means my kavana is lamala v'lamayya. That's one principle that comes out of the Ben Yonah, which I'm not going into detail, but it's worth thinking about. Now, but this. For those of you who like chakiras, this is an interesting chakira to make. But he brings here a Ben Shmuel. Once again, the question is, how can my das be mevatel what I'm saying? So he brings a Ben Shmuel, Seifa. Sha'afa bisha mitzvahs ain't trichas kavana, even though mitzvahs don't require kavana. V'yotza b'di'evet, and I'm yotza b'di'evet. Zeo kisha'isa mitzvah b'stam. That's if I do the mitzvah b'stam. But if I have explicit kavana not to be yaitse, v'day enu yaitse. I'm certainly not yaitse. So that's what he wants to say. In other words, he wants to say is that, for example, if I'm holding Coca-Cola, I'm drinking wine, it's like I have in mind not to be yaitse with shahako. That's what he learns. Which comes out of a very interesting thing. I want to say that this concept here, in other words, there's a question whether this is the proper interpretation, what's going on in the Gemara. But there's no question about it, this concept has very interesting consequences throughout the halacha. For example, the Mishnah Berurah uses it several places. For example, a person forgot to make Birkas HaTorah, and he says, Ava Rabba, and there's going to be a question after what should make Birkas HaTorah, not Birkas HaTorah. So the Mishnah Berurah, we spoke Birkas HaTorah a few times ago, several weeks ago, the Mishnah Berurah says, I should have Kavanah, in Avarava, that I'm not going to be Yetzir and Bechus HaTorah for this. And Mr. Brunner says that helps. Or for example, the Goy. How do you take the Abba Minim? So most people take the Abba Minim. What they do is, they take the Shalosh Minim, right, the rule of Hadassim and Alaveis, and they take the Esrog and hold it upside down. They make the Bracha and turn it up. But in fact, actually, the Goy argues against that. The Goy says, how are you supposed to do? You're supposed to do is take the Abba Minim, before the Abba Minim, have a mind you're not going to be Yetzir. And then after that, make the bracha. So we see the Goyim himself makes use of that. Or for example, in Hilchos Tzitzis, for example, especially if you're in a davening Rosh Hashanah, as in Matafayim brings a Zaitzah, that you know, you're going to go to the restroom, and since there's a question to make a bracha on a talis again or not. And even though everybody knows Hilchos Tzitzis, if you don't make a bracha, but a talis is a beggar of tefillah, it's a question we can put into the restroom. So the Matafayim says what you should do is have in mind that when you make l'satei patzitzas, you have in mind that the brachas aren't going to work until you go to the restroom. And then if you go to the restroom, make another bracha. So we see in very interesting cases that this principle applies in the halacha. What's very, very interesting is that I've seen an interesting case where it applies in the halacha too. The question is, can you give a non-religious person to give him a bracha, like a bracha? Because some people want to actually claim, then when you give a non-religious person to make a bracha, he's like a besasek ba'alma, because he doesn't really believe in everything. So he's being mavata the bracha, so it's a bracha levatala.
Well, what's the case? Can I give him some food to eat?
Shekhar and Shekhar brachas, right. I think because Moshe wants to say something like that. It's very difficult, because the Maitha Mahalavram has a whole shayla, a lot of feet apart, not making a bracha. Yeah, he's not making a bracha. In any case, an interesting shayla comes up. I don't want to go into the shayla right now. It's a very, very favorite shayla of mine. But in any case, the issue that comes up is that the person, you know, doesn't believe in anything, so he's being lechavin not to be yaitzeh. So in that case, the bracha matala, he's saying a bracha that has no meaning. Because Meisha actually makes a sushtel to actually writing something like, you know, writing a in Ksafa Shulah, so Psukim and throwing it away. And I think he's the first person to share it, not that Sushka. What I'm saying is that it comes out from Hilda Ben Shmuel. But in other words, but the fact is that the Rambam understood that my kavana in Shema Malchus, right? That's the ik of the bracha. The ik of the bracha. I mean, Rabbi Yechanan says, right? The ik of the bracha is the Shema Malchus. So the Rambam is by kavana doing the Shema Malchus. That's the ik of bracha. That's what I said afterwards. Now, the interesting point is, but you know, the question really is in the Shitas HaRambam that at the end of it is a kavana. At the end, they made the wrong bracha. But the fact is, the Rambam, it's not important to call the swallows here. That was the Chakir of the Gemara. The Chakir of the Gemara is, do we go by Ika? We go by the Chasima. Now, what I wanted to say is that we come here eventually, the Rambam understood, and this is really, I want to say, maybe it's the final one, the Rambam understood that, in fact, the Gemara did not end up as a suffix. The Rambam understood that the Gemara came to a clear conclusion. Okay? Now, you raise this question, but I think it's worth to go over to this again. The Gemara first of all brings from the Birchas Kriyat Shema. And there, even though one could, you know, there's different ways of learning it too, but it is clear that the Pashtus of the Braisa is speaking about what I'm saying. Both of them. In other words, I'm saying Marav Alavim or Yates and Bin Chaisim Yates or vice versa. I'm saying both things. Okay? And then the Gemara says that right there is different because I say both Yates and Ba'ilis, and then the Gemara has a question. But all the Rishonim asked the question. The obvious way of learning the Sugya, at least according to the Gist of the Gemara, is I'm thinking in Shema Malchus, in the Bechas, then I'm thinking what bracha to make. I'm not saying it. When the Gemara brings the Braisa of Shachet, possibly it's Ur, V'siyam Marav Ha'ofim, I'm actually saying both things. That's the Mashmos of the Gemara. So the question is, what's the Gemara's analogy? The difficulty of this analogy is actually what brings some Rishonim to say, well, maybe in the Birchas Hanan I'm also making two things. But according to the Rambam, it's very, very good. According to the Rambam, if in Shema Malchus, what I think, a bracha, it's like I said it. So the analogy is perfect. Well, according to the Rambam, we have a very easy way of learning the Gemara. In other words, if I accept the fact that we go by Iker, it's like I said it when I'm thinking Shema Malchus, so the Gemara is sushta, the analogy, fits like a glove. And then, of course, the Gemara goes on as Zahaklal. The same thing too. According to the Rambam, you have a very clear analogy, a very beautiful analogy. So in other words, not only is the Rambam's psak the most literal reading of the Chakira of the Gemara, the analogy that the Gemara makes, in fact, actually only makes sense if you learn like the Rambam. So you could say, really, and I want to conclude with this, the Rambam was actually being driven by the Pashas of the Sugya. And, I mean, we all know the Rambam holds you can pass and connect the Goyim. Why? Because we go by Ravina Rafashi. Rambam held. This is what Ravina Rafashi held. Okay, in any case, I think I'm going to conclude over here. There's something to think about. This, in fact, might be the last shiur of the Zman, because everybody has a different definition of Ben Zman.
The
question is, we have a suffix to call Chumul Lekula.
Is Ben Zman a Doraisa or a Drabana?
Good question, anyway. So, in any case, I think this is the 18th shiur. We actually haven't finished. I might change my mind, which I've done. I don't want to tell you I've done several times, but I might change.
Shmonasre is also 19 brachas.
What?
Shmonasre is also 19 brachas, so you could have 18 shiur.
You have to add one bracha for the bichas of the bichas amina.
So we need it right.
But anyway, I'm going to stop over here. I want to once again those people who've sent in questions and. We really appreciate the questions, but we would also like to appreciate, you know, what do you think of the shiurim? Do you like them? I mean, obviously, if you don't like them, just don't listen. But in any case, do people feel they're getting a Torah Elitz from the shiurim? We have a very broad spectrum of shiurim. It's not
always clear what people are listening to. If people would just give a little bit of an input as to...
We seem to have a broad spectrum of listeners as well. We'd like to know who you are, so please
right,
tell
anyway,
us who
so
you
in
are.
Case, so
if you don't tell us about the Shiron.
You could actually, in fact, actually, you know, make yourself nameless or use some, but in any case, but just to an idea, should, do you want to encourage us to continue in this Shiron, other Shiron, we maybe close down the website, in any case, but...
admin@hashkafacircle.com.
But what?
Admin.
Admin?
At hashkafacircle.com.
That's the address for you. And I'm wishing everybody tonight that I don't change my mind. A guten Sommer. Have a fine summer from an undisclosed place. Your Shlaimer HaKadosh Kol Tov.